Hi there, my name is Brian McLean, and I want to introduce you to Our Story with God. For the past several months, I have been sitting down and writing a Bible study for the entire Bible. You see, for the last several years, my wife Kim and I have been teaching children, most recently fifth graders, Bible study at Tallywood Baptist Church, which is our church on the west side of Houston. Great church. I encourage you to visit it if you're ever in the Houston area and look for a church home. But one thing that I realized is that the quarterlies and the other training materials that we had to deal with as directors and teachers in this class were largely geared towards either single topic Bible study, or they were what I would refer to as moral lessons, where somebody wanted to convey a point and they would kind of shoehorn gospel into it. So they wanted someone to be nice or share or get along with their friends a little better. And to accomplish that goal, they would explain how Jesus did it and throw in some Bible verses to make that happen. And what I wanted to see is I wanted to see people, not just children, but anybody who attends church, have the ability to really delve into the Bible and understand the singleness of the story behind it. You see, I went to seminary at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and while I was there, I was really struck by the single message that the Bible had to tell. And I wanted to share that. I want everybody to understand, why do we have the Old Testament? Why does Jesus talk so much about the prophets and things that used to be talked about? Why do we go in and reference Isaiah and other prophets, even into a 21st century church, looking at how we have everything from a New Testament perspective now? And the answer really is that the Bible is a single story, and it is a great story, and it is our story with God. And I wanted to be able to convey something, so I went about the process of writing a book. And actually, I am still in the process of writing that book, but I wanted to be able to get this out in an audio format. And so this audio that you're listening to is the first point of me attempting to get that message out in a regular facet. So my hope is that both beginner Christians, as well as more mature Christians, will be able to glean something from what we're talking about, connect the dots a little bit, and kind of understand the Bible from a little bit different perspective. I'd obviously never try to replace some of the great scholarly research and the works that have been done on the Bible, but hopefully, in the case of what we're doing here, hopefully it'll be something that will allow you to see a flow, see a general theme from point to point in the Bible, and to see how Jesus, the main character of our Bible study, really answers so many of the questions that were brought about by the Old Testament. He is the focal point of the story. And I hope that throughout this study, that this will be very abundantly clear, that you will see how he answers the questions of the Old Testament and is so very relevant to us in the 21st century today. So this is Our Story with God. My hope is to release one audio cast each week so that you will be able to sort of follow along, but also have plenty of time. Go out and do your study. The people in the New Testament, the Bereans, were kind of famous. You see churches to this day named Berean, this, that, and the other. But the Bereans were famous for always taking what they heard and going back and researching against Scripture. And that's what I'm hoping that you will do. So one a week should be able to give everybody enough time to go back and study and maybe start some conversations. I'm hopeful that if there are young people listening to this, that you will go and you'll ask questions of your parents and your Bible study teachers, and that you will actually open the Bible and start doing some digging of your own. That is the goal of everything that I do. When I was a young person, I had a conversation with one of my ministers and said, I've realized you can never go deeper than the gospel, but you can never stop going deeper into the gospel. And that is really my marching mission from then on. I always want to continue going deeper into the gospel. And I hope that what we do here helps you in that regard. And I'm going to put some contact information on the website so that if you want to reach out, feel free to comment on the blog, but also reach out to me personally. I'd love to get to know some of the listeners. Thanks so much.